Well, if Sinead O'Connor can live with it, by Brenda Drum. The first morning you woke up after chemo, you turned to check your pillow. Yes, there was hair on it. You couldn't believe that in just 24 hours, the effects of the chemo were visible and your hair was starting to fall out. Day by day you watched as more and more hair fell out. There was some on your pillow every morning. It was all over your clothes, the furniture, and all over the driver's seat in your car. You had started to shed like your cat did each summer. Except, unlike the cat, you were not shedding to reveal a brand new coat. You were going bald. After a couple of weeks, you had enough of the slow and painful process of losing your hair. So on a sunny Friday morning in June, after your hubby had left for work and you had done the school run, you decided you would shave what was left of your hair. You had been leading up to this decision for a while, but just couldn't do it. However, the final straw had come the evening before when your two-year-old son came over with a clump of your hair he had found on the couch, placed it on your head and said, "Here, ma'am, this is yours." You decided you would do the cut and shave in your downstairs bathroom. It was dark and there was no window, so there was no danger of anyone seeing you. Also, the lighting might lessen the fright, you thought, when you looked at yourself in the mirror after the shave. Just before you began, you took one last look in the mirror at your shoulder-length mousy brown hair. "See ya," you said. "Come back soon." You decided not to look in the mirror whilst shaving your hair. Instead, you would feel your way around. So you cut what was left of the length of your hair away first, and then turned on the shaver that your husband had bought but had never used. The settings said number 1 and number 2. There was no setting for bald. So you gave a shrug, flicked a button, and began. You had no idea what you were doing, but the hair was falling all around you, so you must have been doing something right. For good measure, you got the vacuum cleaner and gave your head the once-over just to make sure you had taken all of the hair. You turned to the mirror with your eyes closed, trying to pluck up the courage for the reveal, as they say in all the good makeover shows. Your heart was hammering in your chest and you were sweating. The sweats you thought could be from your cancer medication, but they were more than likely the result of the sheer terror you were feeling at the thought of seeing yourself hairless for the first time in 38 years. You opened your eyes slowly. You had them closed so tightly that you saw stars and black dots for a while. Then your vision cleared and you gasped as you saw yourself in all your bald glory. You were a complete egghead. You were like one of those mad scientists from a sci-fi movie. You were like Sigourney Weaver when she went bald for the Alien movies. In fact, you felt and looked like an alien. You brought your hands up and moved them across your head and felt all the little life bumps and scars from accidents and from when you had the chicken pox when you were 15. You stood there staring at your snow-white head for what felt like an eternity. "I'm bald," you said, when you were finally able to make a sound. You didn't cry. You were not sure why, as you certainly wanted to, needed to. The tears just didn't come. You turned and checked your head from different angles, almost dislocating your neck in the process. It didn't matter what way you turned, you were still an egghead. So it was done. That was it. Your hair was gone, and you would be without it for a few months. But hell, you thought, if Sinead O'Connor could live without hair for years, then you could certainly live without it for a few months. You got the dustpan and brush and began to sweep up your hair. Funny, you always thought you'd be devastated when you lost your hair, but you felt fine. Actually, all things considered, it had been very easy for you. The hard part would come later that day, when you had to reveal your new look to your husband and children, and the tears might just come then.